AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. has intensified its strikes on Iran, hitting targets further north. Iranian state media reports some strikes were close to Tehran. U.S. forces also fired into a ship accused of trying to break the U.S. naval blockade. Iran retaliated, firing missiles and drones at Bahrain, Jordan, and Kuwait earlier today. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche faced questions from skeptical senators in his confirmation hearing. The AP's Ed Donahue reports he was asked about a fund that would compensate allies of President Trump and a tax immunity deal for the president.
There is no weaponization fund. The weaponization fund is dead. It's not moving forward.
Texas Republican John Cornyn is skeptical.
Just to be clear, the president of the United States, who is a plaintiff in this lawsuit, has not agreed in writing to delete the weaponization fund, and there's no guarantee that he or one of the other plaintiffs might raise that issue by way of a lawsuit and a breach of contract lawsuit in the future.
Cornyn has not committed his support for Blanche. Following the death of South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, there are 11 Republicans and 10 Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. If even one Republican on that committee votes no on Blanche, the nomination would be rejected. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Trump is making a primetime address to the nation today. That's expected to include discussion of election issues. The president has not revealed what he'll say in his speech, but teased, quote, really big news. The New York Times has filed a motion to quash subpoenas that the Justice Department served on journalists who reported on security concerns involving the new Qatari gifted Air Force One. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the ongoing reflecting pool saga.
The drained reflecting pool is revealing that President Trump's new blue liner is now looking closer to gray. An Associated Press team viewed the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool from the Washington Monument and spotted the color change from American flag blue to gray. The pool was drained and debris was removed after Independence Day fireworks. Trump's renovation project has faced setbacks, including algae blooms and peeling paint. The project's cost soared from $1.5 million to over $16 million by June. Trump blames vandals for the problems, while critics point to poor repair work. Several people face charges for allegedly damaging the pool. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Argentina is headed to the World Cup final after beating England 2-1. The team plays Spain on Sunday in New Jersey. More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.